It's the presidential race no one is talking about. Two Texas political stars both testing the waters for a run in 2016, without mentioning it, of course. It was 3 years ago at Red State's South Carolina get-together that Rick Perry announced his 2012 presidential bid. Today, there was no announcement, but the governor sounded like he was giving a campaign speech.
Since I became governor, Texas has created 35% of all the private sector new jobs in this country. That's a powerful, powerful visual.
After touching on job creation, slamming Obama on the Keystone Pipeline and Obamacare, he went on for the issue that's relaunched his presidential plans, immigration.
If Washington won't act to secure the border as the governor of Texas, I will.
Perry's tough stance on immigrant children and criticism of the Obama administration has helped him regain popularity with conservative voters. Since he ordered 1,000 National Guard troops to the border in July, he's moved from the bottom of most polls closer to the top, last week tying Jeb Bush in a Fox News poll. But Perry isn't the only Texan in this Fort Worth hotel ballroom tonight. Meet his dance partner, Senator Ted Cruz.
Well, welcome to Texas.
Cruz is also eyeing a 2016 run. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says the two are doing a sort of square dance.
And join your hands and circle up big, serve it to the left.
Sometimes well away from each other, but in a choreographed dance to try to capture the attention of the Republican primary electorate.
And they're doing it in very different ways. As governor for the past 14 years, Perry has shown his competence as an executive leader. Ted Cruz has proven to be the Goliath, taking on Washington and defending the Constitution.
Perry, strangely enough, is trying a more intellectual policy road to the nomination, whereas Cruz is taking an emotional path.
Speaking to a riled-up crowd holding signs with his name, Cruz said it's time to make D.C. listen.
As Reagan said, if you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat.
Former Senator Jim DeMint, who now runs the Heritage Foundation, says the two politicians share core conservative ideas, but have different styles. And right now, he sees them gliding across the country together in a friendly waltz.
They'll certainly be waltzing around each other for a while, but they both come end up in the top two or three. Then I think it'll probably be more of a maybe we'd just say a jitterbug type thing.
The fast-paced acrobatic dance could start soon. Both Cruz and Perry head to Iowa this weekend. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Thank you.